Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, this is the day before election. The midterms, we've been talking about them. Well, we haven't done a lot of talking about them here, but we've talked a little bit about it. But how much difference is it going to make when the Senate, if and when the Senate gets taken back by the Republican Party, by the GOP? Do we need a change of leadership? Yes, absolutely, we need a change. But I want to bring to you several things. I had some really interesting stuff today that came across over the weekend and then this morning, and I wanted to share it with you. But this is the poll, and the voters focus on economy, and they trust the GOP to fix it. Well, first of all, I'm not sure we should trust them, but we know it's not been working the way it's going. But the interesting thing is, as we listen to the news, no matter what media line you're listening to, you hear about Ebola and you hear about the ISIS and you hear about everything else that's going on, and they play down the economy. You don't hear a lot about the economy. And when we get the monthly reports out, you know, the unemployment and such, it's all kind of trumped up numbers. I even have some of that here that I don't believe the numbers are quite accurate that I might share with you here in a little bit. But it says the voters are concerned about the economy. So let me share this with you, and then I'll just throw this out there. Here's the number, 877-895-5410. On this Monday morning, we've put away another weekend, we've put away another month, and here we are in November, ending up to the last of 2014. It seems like we were just celebrating the first of it. But this is by Greg Richter, and this is from Newsmax. As voters head to the polls on Tuesday, which is tomorrow now, they are more concerned with domestic issues, such as the economy, rather than the fears over the Ebola virus or Islamic State, ISIS, terrorism, according to an NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. Well, I don't know about you, but I think that's probably true. The average American's not sitting there. We have concerns. We want them to take some steps to help safeguard and our security, whether it be with Ebola or terrorists. But I'm concerned about the economy, that so many people are out of work. And, you know, when Harry Reid went on his rampage, what was that, last year about this time, when they were wanting to extend the unemployment benefits, he was more concerned about doing that than finding out why and how we can make more jobs in this nation. Of course, government can't make jobs, but they sure can put policies there that kill them. Let's go on with the article. Republicans are expected to gain seats in the House and the Senate and likely take control of the Senate. And the poll shows voters must trust the GOP to handle not only foreign threats, but also their biggest concern, the economy. Republicans hold a 9-point lead in dealing with the economy. The poll found ahead of Democrats 39% to 30%. They hold a 22% lead on dealing with ISIS, 39% to 17%. That's a big difference, is it? Republicans are up on Democrats by only 2 points on changing how things work in Washington and only on 1 point on Ebola. I don't know how they ask their silly questions. The poll found that by a margin of 4-1, domestic issues trump outside concerns. Voters focusing on domestic issues also are worried about health care, Medicare, and Social Security, and that's what the poll showed. It's not ISIS. It's not Ebola. Democrat pollsters Peter Hart told NBC News Hart conducted the poll with Republican pollsters Bill McInturf. I don't know how to say his name. It goes on down through here, and I won't share it all verbatim to you. It says, though President Barack Obama's approval rating is at a record low of 42%, neither Democratic nor Republican voters attributed their feelings for the president to how they'll cast their ballot. You know, it really doesn't matter how you feel about whoever is president if you haven't got a job. You just know that what's going down ain't working and you want to change it. I kind of got a fear in my heart with that word change. 45% of those who want a GOP-controlled Congress say they will be casting a positive vote for Republicans. 25% say they will be protesting Obama. And 19% say they are protesting congressional Democrats. You know, you can blame it all on the White House if you want to. But he isn't in this alone. And although he's been in the White House for quite some time now, so have many of these senators and representatives been in their positions for quite some time. How long has Harry Reid been there? Nancy Pelosi? You can't just blame President Barack Obama. He didn't create this mess by himself, and you cannot just blame the Democrat Party. They're the ones in charge right now, but you can't blame them alone. Says on the other side, however, 41% of the Democratic voters say they are casting a positive vote for the Democrats. 27% say they are protesting Republicans. And 26% say it is a positive vote for Obama. What about our Constitution? What about our liberty? What about jobs? Why do we always talk about party? Party, party, party. Well, we seem to be stuck with a two-party system, even though President George Washington warned us against it. And in the pen, I'll be covering his farewell address and the prophetic statements that he made. Well, I don't know what you're going to be thinking about when you cast your vote tomorrow, but here's another statement within this article. It says the Tea Party wing of the Republican Party has a far more negative view, 20% seeing them in a positive light and 42% seeing them as negative, in a negative way. Why do you think that is? Why do you think they see someone who is fighting so hard for liberty and Constitution, common sense, and true conservatism? You can't call the Republican Party per se true conservative. There are some conservatives in there, but the elite there, they still fight for big government. The rhinos want big government, and they don't see themselves as public servants. They see themselves far and above you and I. So why would the perception of the Tea Party wing of the Republican Party be getting such a negative response from the public, from the voters? Could it be the way they're portrayed in the media? Could it be the people really don't understand what our Constitution is about, what independence really means? That we were really set up to be governed locally, not by D.C. occupiers dictating to you and me and bureaucratic departments passing policies that are going to control your lives, stifle your businesses. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk a little bit more about this, and I have several other topics. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm kind of rambling on a little bit about the elections tomorrow. What it's going to mean. Will it be any change? Everybody's thinking, well, if we could just change the Senate back to Republican. Well, you know, we had that before. What happened then? Not that I don't want to change. Don't get me wrong there. Not that I don't want to. But I want you to vote. That's for sure. I don't want to discourage you in any way, shape, size, or form to get out and vote. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. You know, Barack Obama has always wanted change. He's wanted to quarters, dimes, nickels, and even 50-cent pieces.
That's true.
But, you know, really, I think we're just in for more of the same.
I don't see a big change, do you?
You know, no. You know, a Republican Congress, they may be able to block a few more things. But, you know, to override a president, you're still needing a two-thirds majority.
But, you know, but they, both sides of this issue, the Democrats and the Republicans, every time we have an election, they all run to fix the problems that they create.
Sure.
They get voted back in, or we even change them. It doesn't seem to matter. And all of a sudden, you don't see any difference. Because the majority of them, Steve, don't you think, the majority of them believe in big government.
Oh, sure. And why change the status quo? you know, in Iowa, you have, I think her name is Ernst, and you have a few other individuals that appear to be on their way to getting elected. And, you know, I think it will give, you know, the true conservatives in the Senate a little bit more fodder to go after and you know, be vocal with. But it's pretty much just going to be politics as usual.
Why do you think that they have such a negative outlook or a negative viewpoint or view of the Tea Party wing of the Republican Party?
Well, I think it's just simply the way that they're portrayed. You know, whether it's the news media or, you know, with, you know, you look at comments that Harry Reid and other liberals have made against the Tea Party. You'll face it, you know, we have a huge number of Americans that are dependent on the government.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not only do these people not want to back the Tea Party, they're probably afraid of them.
Nobody wants to make a sacrifice, do they?
You know, unfortunately for what Romney referred to as the 47%, they're so dependent on the government, they're afraid of losing a meal.
You're right. I think you're right. And I think, you know, that's why we need to turn this around. And it's looking pretty dim. And I'm not a doom and gloomer. I'm not. But unless the voters, you know, like the article that I shared on from Charlie Reese a year and a half or so ago, the 300 million versus the 545.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they vote. We elect them, they vote. It's like the beaten wife syndrome. We keep believing they're going to make a change. We're doing that now. Now, I want to get it changed, but what needs to take place thereafter tomorrow's vote if we do take back the Senate? Everyone you elected, and even those you didn't elect, if they are in your area, if they are representing you supposedly, you need to stay on them. They need to hear from you weekly, daily.
Well, you know, with McConnell and some of the other professional politicians, you know, they campaign big and they campaign conservative, and you know they
vote the other way.
Right. So you know, it'd be interesting to see what he actually does. So
yes, it will be.
Well, let's go and get on with your show.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Thanks. I appreciate the call.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye. We have here too. You know, it's. This is from New York Times. The weekend Obama plans compromise with GOP. They plan to compromise. Do you remember what I said a couple of weeks ago about taking one or two steps forward and then one step back? Isn't that what happens when we compromise? The opposition, we really shouldn't be enemies, but we seem to be that. The opposition takes a couple of steps forward and we start squealing and they take one step back. They've made progress and we've lost. What's happened in Houston with this ordeal over the mayor and what she's done to the pastors? You know, the pastors weren't that upset about turning over their sermon notes. Most of their sermons are on YouTube. It was all the private stuff that she was asking them to turn over, private conversations, emails. Two steps forward, one step back, and you lose. So now they're talking about they may have to relent or concede that the Senate's going to be taken back over by the GOP. So they're going to make some compromises. So I wanted to share just a couple of statements. This is also a Newsmax article. This one is, it doesn't have who wrote it. But it says that President Barack Obama will use his executive powers to move ahead, though. He may compromise on some issues, but he wants to move ahead on key Democratic issues such as climate change, immigration, energy, gay rights, and economic issues. Economic issues. He's going to use an executive order, his pen and his phone. That's not the way we're supposed to be governed. And he's not the first president, and it's not just the Democrat Party that does this when they're in the White House. Pay attention to what they're doing, ruling your lives. So they're very adamant about this climate change, so let's move on. Let's move on to climate change for just a second. I don't want to dwell there, but just for a second, because he wants to get this taken care of, because, you know, that's a bigger threat to us than ISIS, than Ebola, than our economy, although he's going to do something about the economy here. He doesn't mention anything else. Well, immigration. And we'll get to that one, too. But the Weather Channel, I don't know if you've been watching this. This is a Newsmax article by Sandy Fitzgerald. And she's just reported here about the John Coleman, who is a scientist. Well, just let me read this. It says, the idea that there is a significant man-made global warming is a whole lot of baloney. Weather Channel co-founder John Coleman insists on CNN's reliable sources, and that was yesterday morning. The government only gives money to scientists who will present their hypothesis. They don't have a choice. If you are going to get the money, you have to present their position. Those are the ones that the government pays for. That doesn't make it right. That only means it's bought and paid for. And that's not science, folks. That is not science. This man says that is a word to be put down. They called him a denier, a denier, and he doesn't like that word. They called him a climate change denier, and he says that's just a put down for him, trying to make him seem like he's less authority on this matter. He says, I'm a skeptic about climate change, and I want to make it darn clear that the Weather Channel CEO David Kenney is not a scientist, and I am. There is no consensus in science. Science isn't a vote. Science is about facts. If you get down to the hard, cold facts, climate change is not happening. There is no significant man-made global warming. Well, you know, they had their first snowfall in Pennsylvania this weekend. We had a pretty cold snap here in Missouri. Got down to about 29, I think. Pretty much the same as it's always been. We complain about the winters. I don't like winter. Never have liked winter. Liked playing in the snow, but I never have been a big fan of winter. Now, another thing that he discussed here that he's going to use his pen for was immigration. And I have several articles here on immigration to share with you this morning. We're going to start out with a woman who lost her son. Her son was killed by an illegal immigrant, and now she's making her anti-amnesty case to Obama. Tragedy struck Marianne Mendoza's family in May when an illegal immigrant who was driving drunk killed her son. And you say, well, okay, there's lots of drunk drivers, and that's true. There are lots of drunk drivers out there. But this one happened to have committed crimes prior to this and was never deported. Silva Corona is the illegal immigrant who was living in the United States illegally, was convicted of crimes in Colorado 2 decades earlier, but never deported. Why is that? Why is that? Once they've committed a crime, they for sure ought to get deported. Not be kept and housed here or let go. We're going into another break. Your calls are welcome. We're not on Free for All Friday. I have a few topics I want to talk about. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her 3 best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. the trifecta for $40, and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study, and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House, only $16.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
And we are back. You are listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So as we were going into the break, I was talking about the compromise. I had this little article that said that, the White House is, they realize the handwriting's on the wall. In fact, they even used that phrase in the article, which I thought was pretty comical. I've been studying Daniel quite a bit here lately. And handwriting is on the wall that the Republican might take over the Senate majority. And so they might have to compromise a little bit. But he's planning to use his pen for a few other topics, and one of those is immigration. He wants to push amnesty. He ignores what the people think, the majority of the citizens, the legal citizens believe and think, and he wants to promote his own agenda by way of executive order, an edict from the king, so to speak. Which is not the way the United States is supposed to be run. Well, this woman, she lost her son to an illegal immigrant who was drunk driving. And the issue is not just that he was drunk driving and he was an illegal immigrant, but he's been an illegal immigrant for several decades, and it's not his first time to be in trouble with the law. And yet he was not deported. What are we doing? Why do we even have laws? Madosa said she feels Obama is ignoring the thousands of Americans who lost loved ones because of crimes committed by illegal immigrants, and criticized the president for helping those here illegally by offering amnesty, but not addressing the concerns of the U.S. citizens. And then we go on to something Romney said. Now, he's saying that the GOP are going to get it done. And he's calling what Obama's doing shameful. Because he's using this, and he's holding it until after the elections tomorrow. And we'll just kind of watch and see what happens here in the next several weeks before the end of the year. All these things that they say are going to happen, are they going to be like the climate predictions that never happen, you know? He says it's shameful, and I agree. I agree that anytime any of them, Republican or Democrat parties, use policies and hold it over the heads of the people at election time, or hold it back until after election time so that they can get what they want, they know if they do it before elections, it's going to affect them. It's wrong. It shows that they really don't care about you and me. It shows that they really don't care about the United States as a nation. Being productive. Being safe. Being secure. Immigration is a security issue. We're going to have Mike Cutler back on. I've sent him an email this morning. We're going to have him back on. But why is it that they constantly do this to the people? Because we let them get away with it. Well, Romney goes on here. He says he speculated today, this was yesterday, that a Republican-controlled Senate would mean passage of conservative immigration reform bill focused on border security that President Obama would sign. Compromise. What does a conservative immigration reform bill look like? Well, here's what he says. We're going to see a provision, first of all, to secure the border, said Romney, the former Massachusetts sub-governor, and you know he ran for election in 2012 and didn't make it. Second of all, to deal with those who come here illegally. And third, to make sure our immigration policies are more open and transparent. Do we not have laws on the books regarding immigration? Do we not have a way for people to come across here legally and become citizens of the United States? He added, that's going to happen. It's going to happen. The Republicans are going to get this done. Well, I don't know what the heck they're going to get done, but he says they're going to get it done. We're going to see a bill actually reach the desk of the president if we finally have someone besides Harry Reid sitting in the Senate. So we're going to get it done. Well, I see more compromise. And, of course, the talk of amnesty, that's what made the rush to the border even greater by the illegals. We still have the greatest nation in the world to live in, and that's why people keep crossing those borders. But we have to have a little control over it, especially since we have these terrorists around that like to come in and do things. We have to, you know, it's hard when you have a child, and you've got to teach them that not all strangers are kind, that they shouldn't talk to strangers. When you have to, an innocent child who thinks everyone is as good as mama and daddy, and you've got to tell them, no, they're not. You have to put some kind of negativity into those little minds to keep them safe. Well, not all immigrants coming across the borders are good people. Most of them probably are, not the illegal ones. I mean, they don't have to do it illegally. We have John from Missouri. John, how are you today?
Oh, I'm great. I love fall.
you know, the only problem with fall is it lasts too short a time.
That's right. It's winter time.
Yes, and I'm fearing it's right around the corner.
But, you know, the Supreme Court said that corporations were people, right?
Yes.
So whenever a person comes here from a foreign country, they're an illegal immigrant or an immigrant. When a multinational corporation comes to this country, what are they? What are they?
That's a good point.
I mean, you guys are worried about a few illegal immigrants maybe voting. What about the multinational corporations that are now legally are entitled to buy the government?
Good point.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't know why you keep saying you guys.
Well, I'm talking about people in general. I mean,
all right.
They're worried about the illegal immigrants, and you know, that's a problem with a very simple solution that will never happen. If you would arrest the people who hire them and use the Civil Forfeiture Act against their property because they're engaged in an illegal conspiracy to violate the immigration laws, that would stop immediately because people would not hire them.
You know, we have to fight it all, don't we, John?
Because they make money off of it, and there's people...
Oh, absolutely. That's what all the D.C. occupiers are going on. I mean, that's what all the lobbyists is. That's what all that's all about.
Exactly.
You know, the D.C. occupiers are occupying offices and cutting deals, and who are they cutting the deals with?
The people with money.
You bet they are. You bet they are.
If you want to write them a letter, write it in great big block letters with magic marker on $100 bills, and they'll always open their mail then.
There you go.
Thank you, ma'am.
The call,
hey,
John.
Go ahead.
Go, what were you going to say?
One more thing. Maybe we should institute this thing like NASCAR, where you have to wear these big white coveralls.
I like that idea.
We talked about that before, but that would be, you know, it's all on the internet. You can look up who gives the money to who.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you,
appreciate it. I appreciate it. Thanks so much. I have this list here, and we're going to be going into a break here in about 2 minutes. But I have this list here that's giving us, and this is from the Daily Signal, and this is coming from the government. It's what they've got from the U.S. Department of Labor. And it's a list of the unemployment in each state. So, let's see. John was from Missouri, and if I look up Missouri here, it's got, I didn't circle them all. They don't have them in alphabetical order. How come? Why don't they have them in alphabetical order? That'd be easier to find them. I can't find Missouri real fast. I'll look them up here when we go into a break. We're headed into a break now. North Dakota was at the top, and 2.8% is all they have for unemployment. We know that they're a boom town right now. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y DairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your
investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cedarstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. As I was going into the break, I had to run out of the office. I had the gas man here. They've been working in the back, and he wouldn't tell me they had my gas turned off. He was going to turn it back on for me if he needed to light a pilot light or whatever. But as we were going into that break, I have this article that gives the percent of the unemployment in each state. So I thought I would share this with you. Now, I think it's probably greater than what this gives, because we know the U.S. Department of Labor usually fudges the numbers a little bit. But let me just read what this says. It says the U.S. Department of Labor recently released its latest report identifying state-by-state unemployment rates based on current population data. In 31 states, unemployment rates among workers ages 15 and older declined between August and September of 2014. Take a look at the numbers below to see how your state stacks up. Now, when they say they declined, that doesn't necessarily mean they got a job. You know that, right? Okay, in North Dakota, it's 2.8%. South Dakota is 3.4%. Utah, 3.5%. Nebraska, 3.6%. Minnesota, 4.1%. Hawaii, 4.2%. New Hampshire, 4.3%. Vermont, 4.4%. Idaho, 4.5%. Iowa, 4.6%. Montana, 4.7%. Colorado, 4.7%. Oklahoma, Wyoming, all 4.7%. Kansas is 4.8%. Texas is 5.2%. Virginia, 5.5%. Wisconsin, 5.5%. Ohio, 5.6%. Indiana, 5.7%. Pennsylvania, 5.7%. And again, Washington is the same. Maine is 5.8%. Louisiana is 6%. Massachusetts is 6%. Florida, 6.1%. Arkansas, New York are 6.2%. Maryland and Missouri are 6.3%. Connecticut is 6.4%. They really come up with these points here. Delaware, Jersey, Alabama, 6.5, and 6.6, Illinois, and 6.6 is New Mexico, South Carolina. None of these are above anything. The highest, and I guess that's how they put them in order rather than alphabetical, is Georgia, 7.9. All the rest of them, well, we've got Oregon is 7.1, but nothing is higher than that. Interesting that that's the number they usually come out with, is a 6 point or 5 point or 7 point. Yet North Dakota was 2.8. We have Roy from Illinois. Roy, how are you today?
I'm fine. I listen to you every time I get a chance.
Well, thank you.
But what I'd like to say is a couple of things real quick, because I know you got some other callers. If I'm not mistaken, I think George Washington, I may be wrong on this, but I think he warned us against getting involved in foreign wars.
He absolutely did.
When he left his office. And
yeah.
The second thing is, my family, some of them came to Ellis Island legally. And the other day I was driving my little town of 750 people, but I was driving down Main Street, and a state cop, trooper, caught me, but I was seatbelted. They gave me a ticket. I committed an illegal act in a little town of 750 people. And I paid a fine.
Mm-hmm.
The word illegal, I think, means against the law.
Yeah, I think that's what it means.
These guys coming across the border, I feel sorry for them, but they're breaking the law.
Yes, they are.
And we've got law. I agree with you 100%. We've got laws on the books. Now, these kids all coming over, I feel sorry for them.
I do, too.
If we let them on buses, take them back across, let them out and say, these are your problem, not ours. And just like that. And then one more thing real quick. I try to make an intellectual decision on who to vote for.
Hmm.
But with all the negativism telling everybody how bad the other person is, it's very difficult to do.
You know, are you on the Internet, though?
No, I'm not. I'm 82 years old, don't know how to use a computer.
Well, I'm sure you've got kids or grandkids that do, and they can look up those voting records, and that's what you need to stand on.
Well, my whole family, we're conservative. And except I'm not so sure we've got highly very many conservative people to run the government.
Well, you at least look at their voting records. And that's
one thing, Beth, bless your heart, pray for you every day. We're not fighting a political system in Afghanistan.
No.
We're fighting a religious system.
We absolutely are.
And we can't win like we're doing it, although we do need to protect ourselves from terrorists. I understand that. But we're fighting this religious system, and I study the Koran. I'm a Baptist minister, so I know what it says. They conquered. They made their empire by conquering the known world with a sword, and either converted to Islam, become an Islamic faith. Or
there's no tolerance there, is there?
That's easy to make converts, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate it, Roy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I keep it up, okay?
Yeah, and you keep those prayers up. I appreciate that more than you know.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. We have Mike from Washington. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing real well, Beth. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Concerning the Republicans taking back the Senate, the thing that I see, the pundits aren't really talking about, is that if that were to happen, there is absolutely no reason that Barack Obama shouldn't be impeached and Eric Holder indicted for a myriad, 9 major scandals that make Watergate look like an embezzlement at a Girl Scout cookie stand. My point is that we need to harangue our Republican representatives daily, weekly, anytime we can see them, and tell them, why aren't you doing this?
Mm.
Why are you just flaunting our Constitution and the laws that protect our nation from people who are just out of control?
You know, I don't see a whole lot of difference when they vote. Now, there are some, and I don't mean to lump them all. We lump all the Democrats together. Surely there's some Democrats in there that are trying to do what's right. Surely there's some that don't agree with what's going on in this nation and are concerned not just that we can give people more money for the time they're out of work, but concerned that we can provide jobs for this nation. Surely there is. We should not be enemies. Yet we seem to be, and I don't understand that. But I don't have any more trust in the Republican Party than I do the Democrat Party.
Well, they hold themselves up as being so much more noble than the Democrats, and they need to be confronted. And
absolutely.
If they don't impeach, then the list needs to be who these people essentially become enemies of the Constitution and of America. And I'll just hang up now.
All right. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. You know, I'm not going to have time to read it. Somebody sent me 'twas the night before elections, and I'm not going to have a chance to read it to you, but it's talking about that. And we have got to vote. We are a republic. The republic only works if the republics are working, and that is you and me. We need to get out and vote. We need to be concerned citizens. It has to do with being in charge locally. I've got an article here. I'll share it later this week, where this city is spending bukus of dollars for fancy-dancy stop signs. They're all artistic. And it's, you know, what normally costs a little over $200 is costing $1,000 per plus. Craziness. Somebody's got money. They got your money. And they don't care how hard or how they spend it. That's from D.C. to the local. And it's important who you elect for school board. It's important who you elect for your county sheriff, your county commissioners, your aldermen, your state representatives, as well as the federal. It's time. Do it tomorrow. Get started. And then stay on top of them and bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercial. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
BioAg. From our small family-run business to you, we offer over 30 years of research and experience so deep and so vast that you are assured to improve your personal and professional farming operation with the very best of chelates, minerals, and vitamins, and to enhance the quality of life and well-being for your livestock, your crops, and your family. With our focus on truth, clarity, and experience in feed supplements, we can help you improve your bottom line with the best of advice and conventional, organic, GMO-free, and drug-free natural products based on decades of experience and absolute respect for time-tested agricultural and natural farming processes. We are serving all of North America. Visit our website at www.bio-ag.com or call us today at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support Common Sense and CSE Talk Radio.